Welcome to Empowered Radio. I am your host, Emma Montgomery, an online nutrition and fitness coach and creator of Shred With Em. Each week, we'll talk all things nutrition, training, and mindset. You'll be able to take my tips and strategies and apply what you learn to see results with both your body and your mind. So without further ado, let's jump into the episode. Hello, hello. Welcome back. Happy Friday, you guys, or whatever day it is when you are listening to this. I'm going to jump right in. Today, I'm going to talk about hard truths that come with fat loss that a lot of people don't talk about. The first one is that dieting will take longer than you think. I think a lot of people go in with unrealistic expectations, and a lot of that is because they see what somebody else has done. And they don't always see the behind the scenes or exactly how long it took. And the fact that we're all different, you are comparing yourself to someone else and looking at timeline versus timeline, we're all completely different. We have completely different lives, completely different bodies, different makeups, all of the things. So it's never going to be exactly like somebody else's. So we go in with these often unrealistic expectations on the time frame that it's going to take. Not thinking about when you have somebody that's trying to lose 20 or 30 pounds and they think they're going to, you know, knock that out in a couple of months. Did you gain 20 or 30 pounds in 2 months, 3 months? No. Usually a 20 or 30 pound gain is over like a 6 month to a year period. So we don't think about that because time goes by quickly. We don't realize we're gaining as we're gaining, especially if we're not weighing and maybe we wear scrubs to work or, you know, things like that. And you're not wearing regular fitting clothes all the time. So you don't realize that your jeans are getting more snug. And these are just examples. But the point is that we go into a diet thinking I'm going to be perfect, meticulous, and then I'm going to have this 20, 30 pounds gone in a couple of months. And we're very disappointed when a month has gone by and I'm going to say down only 5 pounds, which is actually amazing. But to us, it seems like this is going to take forever because, you know, 5 pounds in a month, that we're looking at 6 months or longer for me to lose, you know, 30 pounds, which is actually ideal and realistic. But that we're going into it assuming that we're, you know, going to fly through and lose all this weight very quickly. And so a lot of the disappointment comes from the expectations that we put around it. So I would say, you know, making sure that we have realistic expectations on the timeline piece, understanding that it will take longer. And I think even telling ourselves it'll take even longer. Usually when people ask me how much time do you think it'll be to lose this? I overestimate the amount of time. That way it's one of those, if they do it quicker, then it's kind of a under promise and over deliver, which we always love. So I do think it's always smart when you're planning out a dieting phase to err on the side of the overestimating on the time frame. One, because it gives you some wiggle room if you're trying to diet down for like an event or a photo shoot or something. But two, it also keeps your expectations in check. But the realistic time frame for dieting, what I always tell people, we're looking at 0.5 to 1% of your body weight lost on average weekly. So again, that's on average. So you might have a week where you lose 2 pounds. The next week, you might not lose any. The next week, you might lose half a pound. The next week, you might gain 0.3 pounds. But we're looking at that average week over week, month over month. So the first one there, again, is just really setting the realistic expectations, because a lot of people don't talk about the, on social media, it's easy to see like these before and afters, but you don't really see the true like time frame between. And so I think it's easy to get this idea in our head, or even with like my Shred program, it's a 4-week program. You'll see people I have tons of people who lose like 2 or 3 pounds, but the photo difference is insane because they've lost a lot more inches. And so I think the other thing with that, the taking longer, you know, that unpopular fitness truth is that the dieting is going to take longer. It also isn't going to look exactly like what you think, because you might have in your head that you need to lose 10 or 20 pounds just because you've been a certain weight before. And then when you start dieting and you see pictures, and you might lose 5 pounds and look like a completely different person. So I think a lot of pressure we put on ourselves is around the scale weight because of, you know, what we've weighed previously in our lives, and we felt comfortable at this certain weight, which again, as we age, as we, you know, put on muscle, our body composition changes, things look completely different at the same weight. So, I think just understanding it's going to take longer than what you think, and you may or may not need to lose the amount of weight that you think. And losing, if you were somebody that wants to lose 20 pounds, you might lose the 20 pounds and not look anything like you thought you would. It might be that you would have benefited from gaining 5 pounds of muscle instead. So just lots of things wrapped up in that first one. The next one is you will go to bed hungry. A lot of people don't talk about this because it's not sexy and nobody wants to hear it. But when you are dieting, it is a form of restriction. And even if you're doing it in how I do with all of my clients in my shred program, in a safe, aggressive deficit that's still sustainable, you're still, and even with making really great food choices and eating voluminous foods and being smart and frugal with your calories, there are pretty much guarantees that almost every night you will go to bed hungry. Some nights maybe not, but the majority of the time you will go to bed hungry. That just, it is what it is. It's again an unsexy truth, but I think it's important to understand that again, dieting is a form of restriction and you will go to bed hungry most nights. With that said, energy will be lower. You will likely be irritable sometimes. food, you know, when we're talking about calories and food coming in, that is energy. Calories coming in, that is energy. When you burn calories, you're burning energy. So energy coming in is lower. So that means that the energy going out is also lower. So you're burning fewer calories, you're taking in fewer calories, but that also means that you're just going to be more tired because you're running on less. So again, that's normal. When people are weight training, I would say you're likely not going to hit PRs while you're in a dieting phase, but you should be able to maintain your strength for the most part as in terms of like the weight that you're lifting. You might notice it feels a little heavier or seems a little more challenging, but you shouldn't lose strength really while you're dieting. It'll just feel much harder. And then the last one I've got on here is the less that you weigh, or like the less weight that you have to lose, I should say, the more meticulous you're going to have to be. So if you are someone that's starting and you've got 50 pounds to lose, it can be the smallest little things that you can do and you'll start seeing weight loss. It can be that you switched from drinking soda to water or diet soda. You might notice that you lose a pound a week. It could be that you just set a step goal or you increase your step goal by 1,000 or 2,000 and you start seeing that you're losing some weight. You may not even really be tracking calories, but you just start making a little better food choices and you see that you're losing weight. So you have a much larger, I always use the, and I've talked about it before on a podcast, but the funnel analogy where when you have more weight to lose, your funnel is like that big, like top part. So you're up there and, you know, it takes very little to get things going. But then as you start losing weight and you've got that last like 5 to 10 pounds, or you're someone that's only trying to lose 5 or 10 pounds, you don't have a lot of wiggle room. You have to be much more meticulous with your food tracking and your consistency daily as far as the calorie part, your workouts and your cardio and things like that. You just have to be much more consistent to be able to knock off that 5 to 10 pounds, or if it's, you know, you only have 5 to 10 pounds and you don't want to drag out the dieting phase for months on end, you have to be really consistent because you don't have as much wiggle room. When you are someone who has less weight to lose and you weigh less, you are running on fewer calories, but also burning fewer calories. Someone who is heavier with more weight to lose, they will get to, even in a deficit, they will be eating more calories, but they'll also be burning more calories because they have more calories to burn on their body. So just things to think about. I know, again, this isn't like a super sexy podcast that's like, do this and you're going to lose this many pounds and get a snatched waist. This is a realistic one that is for those of you that are in the dieting phase right now. I know a lot of us are going into spring. I am. These are the unsexy truths about dieting, that it is going to take longer. It's going to feel harder. You're going to go to bed hungry. Just things like that. So I wanted to share that. I hope it's helpful. If you guys found value in the episode, of course, you know, I always love when you share it with a friend. I know I've had several questions on creatine being out of stock. We're looking at a couple weeks on creatine, new flavor of protein coming in a couple of weeks as well. So lots of new things heading into spring. We'll have the Shred for April. That'll be opening up in a couple weeks. So lots of cool stuff to look forward to. But I appreciate you guys for tuning in, and I hope you have an amazing day and an amazing weekend, and I will talk to you soon. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Empowered Radio. If you enjoyed the episode or found value in it, could you do me two quick favors? One, take a screenshot and post it to your social media and tag me in it so I can say thanks. And two, could you subscribe to the podcast and leave a 5-star rating and review in iTunes? It would mean the world to me. Thanks again for tuning in, and we'll see you in the next episode.